Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go, welcome to show number 3,000.
Along with Steve the Thrill Hill.
Ted Smith.
Woo!
Robin Fox. And my car.
Montgomery.
Thank you. All right, the men's room.
It's annoying as hell.
On tap today, we celebrate 3,000 shows with our show 3,000 spectacular.
Brian Thorpe will join us for a special show 3000 announcement. Bad jokes, Ted versus the FCC.
Get ready to play Profile This.
Plus headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Quack, quack, drink it to draw.
All right, here we go. Florida woman upset a boyfriend, so she shoots him because he won't stop snoring.
Meanwhile, a Mississippi man, for some reason, brings a gun to IHOP and his leg suffers a goring. South Carolina man mad at lack of topping, storms into Taco Bell to make his own Mexican pizza. Guy who writes dumb rhymes every day can't find a word that rhymes with pizza. And bitches, we've made it to 3,000 shows. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is, in fact, our 3,000th show. 3,000. And if that sounds crazy, it's because, frankly, it is. But here we are. And that means we have asked you roughly 3,000 different questions. Do any of you guys remember the very first question that we asked?
No.
I do.
Come on. Was it something about sleeping with a dude?
No. Wow. No.
Really?
Jesus.
Sleeping with a dude?
Jesus.
You think we
Sorry,
came out of the
no.
gate?
No.
It was like a choice of this guy or that guy. We come out of the gate and
wow.
around
a
town.
Of
the first topic
wow.
is
Gary
sleep.
Coleman.
What dude do you want to sleep with?
I'll tell you what, Ted. I'll tell you on the other side of the break. I thought for sure one of you remember. It was
no.
not that. Wow. Yeah, that was not the first question we ever
Jesus.
Asked you. But,
I don't think we've ever asked that.
What the hell did we ever talk about that?
What dude do you want to do?
Wow. Yeah, so today, we've decided to turn the tables, let you ask some questions that you've had about the show. And actually, we've already had quite a few, and we'll share those with you, as well as some clips from older shows that we think you'll enjoy. And some of these clips, apparently, even we've forgotten about. To give you some insight, Mike walked into the office earlier and said, you guys remember White OJ? No. We really don't. I guess we'll hear from him. Tourette's guy? Don't remember him.
Don't either.
But I guess this stuff's coming up. But anyway, yeah, I'll tell you what the first question we ever asked was a little bit. I'm going to let you think on that, Ted. But today, in a show 3,000, we've turned the tables. Today, you guys ask us the question. So I guess, in a sense, it's just another version of the random question. We're just now on the hook to answer.
Yeah, we're going to drink beer, too.
844-999. Ola, if you'd like to reach out to the program, like The Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to The Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, it's Jones, and away we go. Welcome to show number 3,000. What a large and in charge program we have.
Why is that thing only coming through?
Oh, because I put the goddamn cords in background.
Okay, all right.
Just ignore me.
Yeah, what a huge show we have for you.
Show 3,000. It is, ladies and gentlemen, our show number 3,000. Spectacular. And today, Brian Thorpe will join us for a special show 3,000 announcement. Of course, we will do the bad jokes, a little Ted versus the FCC. And, of course, we will drink and toast with the shot of the day. So here we are. We've got some clips we're going to play for you.
And we're still just in my right ear. I don't know.
Just one ear.
This is here. Let's get this fixed first so we can. If we're going to have a 3,000 show, we need lots of explosions. We need lots of applause.
Just in the right ear.
That's okay.
See, normally what happens is, just so you know, we come in here every day and the studio is just absolutely destroyed. So we have to come in and rebuild the damn thing every day. And when we do, certain things like this happen.
Just the right ear. Yeah, you're not getting it. How about, oh, now it's hissing.
No, still just the right ear.
Yeah, see? Yeah, okay.
We should have planned better for this, you know?
Yeah,
okay.
Let's keep talking.
Okay.
Yeah, might be an explosion, right. You know, but just
so
ignore it.
We don't know all the things that are going to happen today exactly. Steve said,
things are only going to half work.
Yeah, as we said earlier, you know, 3,000 shows is a lot. It's a long time, man, doing the same thing. And we have been fortunate, and we want to thank you for that.
Hit it again.
Yeah, see if you can do it again. Oh, now it's all screwed up. You really messed this thing up bad.
Oh, Mike's coming in.
Now, here we go.
Now you've done it.
Dad's here.
I got a weird buzz in my left ear, right? This is just the way the show 3,000 should go. You know what I'm saying, Ted?
It's clean.
It really is.
Clean.
This is why we're professional broadcasters. We've been at it for so long. Now, Mike just did something and got rid of the hiss in my ear.
That's because that's why I was waiting for Mike to come in. You see what I did there?
All right.
Oh, one, he turned off the power. Probably the smart move.
Yeah, exactly, because he doesn't want to get electrocuted. Now he's, Mike, do you see the problem on this?
I do.
Let's try it.
You do it. Go ahead.
Hang on, it's got to juice up.
Oh, man. That's right, Jesus.
Look at this.
Really, was everything was just destroyed when we
It says, please wait. Well, we don't have a choice.
Hit the explosion.
We can't do it yet.
Why?
Because it's initializing version 2.3, according to it.
2.3, by the way, being a update on that thing from 2001.
All right.
What a day. We feel
incredibly fortunate to have been doing this as long as we have. 3,000 shows. My dad called me this morning and he said, man, congratulations on 3,000 shows. Yeah, he did. He woke me up. Because that's what East Coast people do. They call you way too early and go, have you gotten out of bed yet? And you go, no, I'm up.
It's just 4 a.m. here.
Exactly. And he said, well, how long has that been? I said, well, it's been 14 years. And he said, you've been in Seattle for 14 years? And I could hear the surprise in his voice. And I was like, it does seem like a long time because it doesn't seem like, I don't think, that long for us.
No, it doesn't feel like that.
To be honest with you. And we've done a lot of shows.
I don't know. It's been a while. 14 years, a long time.
It doesn't feel like 14 years.
You know what I mean? It feels like we're still relatively new.
I had hair.
Well,
You still do. It's just on the bottom of your head.
Right. Well,
I've seen the years,
yeah,
boys.
Yeah, but, you know, there's also, hell, but you're, what, 50 pounds lighter?
Yeah, I'm a little bit lighter.
Probably, at least, right? So it's been a good run. We've had some great moments. And to be honest with you, we say this all the time. We don't remember a lot of them. 4 hours is a lot every day. We have a hard time remembering what we did that day when we get home. Mm-hmm. We do the best we can.
But we smoke a lot of weed, let's just say it.
And we've smoked a lot of weed on this show. Believe it or not, we've throughout the years.
Believe it or not.
Shocking.
I'm hard to believe.
Believe it or not. We do Weed Week every year, which is a great time.
Smoking a doja all day.
Exactly. We want to start real quick here from the very beginning and how we got here. We were doing a show in Baltimore called Out to Lunch on a station called Live 105.7. At the time, we were working for CBS Radio, and CBS Radio was getting ready to do some different things. Howard Stern at the time had announced that he was going to leave for satellite radio.
Yeah.
And at the time, CBS didn't really have a plan on what they were going to do.
Hard to believe. CBS Radio didn't have a plan.
For when Howard left. So they had all kinds of different ideas. One was to put Adam Carolla on the West Coast. Another one was to put David Lee Roth in New York. They had a couple other guys, got him Rover out of Cleveland, who all kind of came in and took that spot. But we could kind of see the writing on the
wall as far as where we were and what we were doing. And we didn't know if that station was even going to last. The station's still on the air, but they flipped the format shortly after. I believe they're a sports station now. But we get a call one day. Was it before we went on the air that...
it was after.
When Hair Club...
it was after.
After.
Okay. We had had a miserable day. I don't remember why the day sucked, but it had to do with management there. And I have no problem saying it. CBS management in Baltimore is a bunch of buffoons, right? Just straight, and that's the nice way of saying it. So they're being buffoons as they always were. And all I wanted to do was freaking leave that day. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to get out of the effing building.
Sure.
Because I wanted to, like, go home and beat my cat or something.
Right.
Which you can take as a euphemism or literally up to you. But I'm trying to walk out, and the receptionist in the building...
Warren Sapp.
She looked just like Warren Sapp. And listen, this is not an exaggeration, all right? I swear to God. Sweet. She was nice. She was sweet.
Sweetest woman in the world.
She was funny, and she looked just like Warren Sapp. She looked just like Warren
Matter
Sapp.
Of fact, she could walk up to the Tampa Bay Buccaneer facility tunnel before a game and say, I'm Warren Sapp's sister. Where's Warren? He's supposed to have my tickets. Can I come in?
They let her on
the
field.
They would let her in. They put her in a suite.
They didn't have to do that. They would let her walk on the field and they say, ladies and gentlemen, Warren Sapp.
And she looks so much like him, they might put a helmet on her.
Yeah, but sweet woman. She just happened to look like, so Warren Sapp is what we called her. And to be honest, I can't remember her name.
I can't either.
So it's always Warren.
That's terrible.
So Warren says, hey man, you got a phone call. I'm already pissed off. I'm like, God damn it, whatever. I pick up the phone. Says, hey man, this is Sergeant Hair Club from Seattle. Do you have a minute? So in this instant, I understand what's happening. So I said, you know what? Hang on. And I ran into the mailroom to take his call, and it was just to set up a possible interview.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember walking into the studio where Ted was. You were running Don and Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Said, look, man, we got a call from Seattle. Don't know what it means, but long and short of it is we just wanted to get the F out of Baltimore.
And we were getting real close to the Christmas break. It was coming up. You know what I mean? The holidays were coming. We'd had a really bad run there for a few weeks of just trying. We were trying to throw a party at the time. We had this thing called the Ho-Ho-Ho Down. That was a cluster F as far as...
Because it got involved.
Yeah, because they wanted to do all this crap with it. We just wanted to have a party someplace. But at any rate, so we ended up jumping on a plane, and they were not aware that we were obviously doing any of this.
No.
So I believe we got on a plane on a Saturday morning or a Friday night. Do you remember when it was?
Nope.
Either way, it was right at the time when it was Christmas.
Yes.
It was Christmas, and so we get on a plane. And keep in mind, we at the time, we don't have two nickels to rub together.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any money. Like, this is, to be on a plane is even weird for us. Not that we haven't flown before, but we were like, wow, we're on a plane. Like,
the last form of transportation was a Greyhound.
Free peanuts then. You know what I mean? So we get here, and the first thing we do, obviously, is we start drinking.
Mm-hmm.
We drink the entire way on the plane. We drink in the hotel and we check in. We wake up in the morning. We're supposed to do some meetings. So we get up and we meet with Hair Club. We meet with the general manager, Melissa, who was here at the time. I think we met her maybe the next day. Either way, the first thing they do is they throw us. It was at the time when they threw us in the car with Brewski, or was that after the fact?
That was after the fact.
We got here because I was there.
That's right. We took a little bit of a tour of the town and went to dinner and, you know, stated our case as far as what our show was about. And it's very difficult to explain to people what our show is about. And one of the hardest things that, you know, like to...
It's not about anything.
Yeah, to sit there...
It's absolutely it's baseless, and it's hard to sell. It's like, look, essentially it comes down to this, all right? When you listen to most radio shows, and think about this, most talk shows, certainly, when you listen, whether it's politics or they talk about something different, it's always them telling you how you should feel about something, right?
Right.
So that's just how radio was. So we're like, I don't know how to explain what the show's about, but what we know is no one's ever just asked people what they think. You know, you're told how it's supposed to be, and it's like, one, that's stupid.
Right.
Two, I can't imagine anyone doing that to me, right? No. It's ridiculous. So, like, it's not that, man.
Yeah. So Hair Club takes us out to a wonderful dinner, which is probably the nicest dinner that any of us had in years.
Oh, certainly.
We went to a place and got a steak, and we sat on the water, and we were just like, this is ridiculous. You know what I mean? Because that's...
Have never been treated like this in our professional lives.
Ever. Completely.
Even close.
So we have what we believe to be... We walked out thinking, okay, I don't know how we did there, but whatever. But we're going to meet up tomorrow morning. We're going to be introduced to the general manager. Also, guys, here's a pair of tickets to a football game if you want to go to that kind of thing.
Don't say you've been going the whole time because you weren't.
Right. Yeah. So we end up
tired of hearing that you were not.
We end up at a club because it's one of the only clubs that are one of the only places that are open because it's Christmas.
Right. Christmas Day.
So we ended up in a gay bar on Capitol Hill, and we have again no money. We have nothing. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get hit on so that we can get some free drinks.
That's true. That was the play.
We're playing pool. We get hammered, by the way. You know what I mean? People felt like, oh, these two hetero guys are poor and they need some help.
They honestly, when we finally fessed up why we were there, seriously. Like, basically, everyone in the bar took pity on us because we're like, look, and they were like, sure, you came in here with the hopes we'd hit on you and buy you drinks. I'm like, well, yeah, man, that's what guys do. I don't care if you're gay or not. They're like, no, that's what we do, but you're hetero. We're like, right. I know that, but I bought drinks for women that are clearly not interested in me. I mean, come on, man. So in the end, they ended up buying us a lot of beer because we're pathetic.
Great. Yeah, but we just got, I mean, they got us hammered.
Free beer is free beer.
Exactly. Hammered. I didn't feel bad about being pathetic. I'm like, hammered. It's cool. It's free.
And somewhere along the way, we went to a Seahawk game, which was kind of crazy because at the time when we went to the game, it was an end-of-the-season game, obviously, because it's in late December. The Seahawks really hadn't taken off at that point in time. But this transitional team that was on the field featured Jerry Rice playing for the Seahawks, wearing the number 80 jersey, which is a pretty big deal if you're a Seahawks fan. And on the other side of the ball was Emmitt Smith.
For the Arizona Cardinals.
Classic
matchup,
so
boys.
So here we are, like, all messed up, like, what is going on here? This is insane. It was just, you know, it's kind of a bizarre game to watch. At any rate, we have this meeting with a general manager the next morning. And we are not in a good way at all. So we go to the seafood restaurant, and we sit down.
The last thing we did before I left the hotel, I had to make myself puke. I said, hang on, I got to throw up.
So we're sitting there, and we're introduced, and we want to make a good impression with the general manager. And I decided to order the seafood gumbo.
And seafood chowder.
Seafood chowder. And all of the things in the chowder are very rubbery. And when I put a first bite in my mouth, and I think you just got something reasonable. I don't know.
Because I was hungover.
Right. And it's just.
So seafood chowder was not my
bacon. Yeah, like a bacon wrapped shrimp or something.
You can hear it squeaking in my teeth.
Yeah,
like wink, wink, wink. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to throw up. And I thought to myself, I could just see myself throwing up all over the table at this job interview. And so to be honest with you, when we left.
I was pissed.
Headed back to the airport.
Because like whole goddamn lunch and all I can hear is.
Yeah.
And I know it's this rubbery-ass clam, dude, in my stomach. It's just.
It was the feeling.
Chowder itself does not seem like a hungover.
But then it has to be seafood chowder.
Yeah.
And a goddamn job interview, man.
And we walked out and we were like, well, you know what? Well, we blew it. But you know what, man? Seattle's a really nice place. It's cool. We've had a good time. You know what I mean? Like, that's all we know. We get to the airport. Again, we don't have a dime. We do not have a dime on us. We have these two tickets. We're flying back, and all of a sudden, I was severely hungover. You had a raging headache.
Yes.
I might have had like $3 in my pocket. We have a layover in Vegas. I played Wheel of Fortune, and we hit for like $100.
It was $112.
$112.
I remember it exactly.
And I mean,
nice.
We jumped like.
Well, now we could go and get Advil.
And Burger King.
So we could eat, and we could get our. I mean, it was like, it was unbelievable. And we could get a cab ride home from the airport. This is amazing.
Get my way to go to work when the plane landed.
Right. So when we touched down, we're still in a bad way, and we had to go and put on a 4-hour show, and act like that nothing ever happened that weekend. You know what I mean? I think you covered for us. You said we were, because you had to do a show.
I had to do that terrible sports show at the
Jillian's.
Yeah. It was awful.
Yeah, they made us do a 2-hour sports show that they didn't pay us for.
And you guys were getting sodas with whiskey in them.
Yes.
So I ordered a Coca-Cola. About spit it out when it showed up.
Yeah.
The bartender
we had to do it that way.
The bartender winked at me, and I was like, wrong guy.
The guy who is a friend of ours now, but at the time he was our not so immediate boss, but it was his job to try to rein us in. We used to do the Sunday show before the Ravens games, and we weren't allowed to drink when we were on the air. But we're like, they're not paying us.
Right.
They're making us be here. You know what I mean? They're making us do a 2-hour sports show, which, you know, is
6 hours of your day.
Right, exactly.
On a Sunday.
Every Sunday.
And he had just bought, like, the first ever HDTV, and all we just said, man, this HDTV, and we were like, dude, every Sunday at your place, we're watching football in this amazing thing called HD.
Right.
So then we got strapped with this BS.
But we had a code that was just anytime we wanted a Coke, we knew with the bartenders, we were like, hey, man, you know what a Coke is, and a Coke is just 3/4 Jack Daniels, 1/4 Coke. I mean, and so, Ted, I don't think you were.
I had no idea.
Right, exactly.
So it's the day after Christmas. I go in there. First, we were like, where are they? I'm like, I don't know. I assume Miles is in West Virginia, and then I order a Coke. Keep in mind, I am not a Ravens fan, so I've got to kind of BS through these 2 hours.
Right.
And then, that first Coke showed up, and I didn't spit it out, but I just got the look, and the guy was like, Oh,
you're a different
you want a regular Coke.
Right,
like,
right,
I like
right.
to drink, but
yeah.
like...
Yeah.
Well, they made this guy go out on Sunday with us, and his job was to mm-hmm. physically stand in front of where we're broadcasting yeah. and stare at everything we drink. And this guy truly follows every rule. So every Sunday, this guy would have his back to the crowd and just stare at us.
Oh, yeah.
So the idea was, hey, man, you guys can't drink. Okay, so we'd already made the code with the bartender, so we would just order Cokes mm-hmm. and just get hammered in front of him. He couldn't figure it out. He couldn't, and he would even say things like, man, you guys sounded like you were hammered by the end of that. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's like, but I watched everything. I'm like, no, it's just Coca-Cola.
So we get back, we do the show, a couple days go by. Hair Club finally calls back. We're at this point in time at Steve's apartment. We're getting stoned, and we put
you
enough,
are literally on fire.
We put enough change together to go buy a couple 40s, and we're sitting on the couch just getting high and drinking, thinking, well, the call is going to come. We're going to find out something. So the call comes, man, and at that point in time, I accidentally lit my leg on fire.
But you were literally on fire.
We were so goddamn high, man. It took us like 3 to 4 seconds to react be able to put it out. Like, oh, yeah, I'm on fire. So about the time where I got my leg, smoldered, the phone rings.
But you got to be cool when you answer, right? Because Miles is still kind of hot because he was on fire.
I was really serious about my leg.
But it's like, dude, you can't. It's that guy Dave, right? I'm like, mm-hmm. you can't like scream or anything, man. Yeah. He can't know you're on fire.
So long and short, we get an offer. We go in. We tell
he did
him,
not know.
We tell him
at the time.
We tell him we want to put in our 2 week notice, and they lose their goddamn.
This is CBS Baltimore.
They right? lost their minds. They kicked us out of the. They kicked us out of the station right away. They basically escorted us out.
And we literally went in and said, hey, guys, we just want to let you know we're putting in our 2 weeks' notice. Mm-hmm. And I mean, within 5 seconds, yeah. we are being manhandled and escorted out of the building.
We were. Yeah.
What the F did we just do?
Nothing.
I thought you were supposed to turn in notice.
Everybody was so mad. But anyway, so we accepted the job.
I put in 2 weeks, and then they were like, we're going to escort you out. And I was like, you know what? I'm part-time. I quit.
Exactly. Like, Ted
like,
gave me this.
All.
Ted popped the collar out.
He popped the collar. He did the whole thing. F you. And we're
literally
walking
popped
down there. We decided to have a going-away party for the people that we work with and the listeners just to say goodbye. We are flying 3,000 miles away to this new job, and lo and behold, our bosses come down and want to get in a fist fight.
We're not making
in front of the bar. One of the guys is a boss now with a company that we're working for. The other guy just got fired.
And I'll tell you this.
These guys in trench coats wanted to come down and get into a fight in Baltimore City in front of a bar. These are our bosses. Right. This is not a lie.
It's for giving 2 weeks' notice.
Yeah.
And we said, I think we've made the right decision.
We did. And we got
and
on.
And they didn't really.
And we got on a plane. And
I have since challenged another guy, and he decided in that moment he did not want to fight. Went back to Baltimore, bumped into him in a parking garage, said, you want to pick up where we left off? He decided he did not.
We jump on this plane. Ted opens up the Sky Mall magazine that shows where Seattle is, and he went, oh, my God, where are we going?
Yeah. It's not the West Coast I thought it was.
Yes, exactly. And then we made it to here in Seattle. All right, more of Show 3000 coming up. We've got some cuts for you that we haven't heard in a long time. We're going to go back in time, play some of our better moments, so we believe. And you asked the question today, 844-999-OLA. More of the Men's Room and Show 3000 coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Well, welcome back to Show 3000. Spectacular. Keep in mind, Brian Thorpe coming in to join us for a special Show 3000 announcement coming up. Ted was right. You didn't tell us what the first question we ever asked was there in the last
show segment. Number one. Now, Ted, what did you think it was? What
I just thought it involved somehow sleeping with a dude.
It had nothing to do. I don't even understand why you think that ever came up. But no, that was not our first question. Our first question ever was, and this is how we hit the air, and it was just kind of, I want to say we didn't have a whole lot of advance warning that the show was going to happen. I think Hair Club was like, you know what? Give it a test run. Go on tonight.
It was a Saturday night, I think.
And so we went on.
Oh, you're talking about that first question.
Very first, yeah.
Oh, why wasn't there?
Oh, you weren't there.
No, I had to be at a court case in Baltimore City. Why are we laughing? That's some serious
I forgot about this. This is right. So think about this. You land a new gig in a new city.
But
the boss is taking
the first day.
Yeah, man. That other guy, he can't be here for the first show. he has some legal stuff to deal with.
Meanwhile, Steve and I were holed up in a hotel room trying not to masturbate.
I wasn't hard not to. We made the rule, like, look, bro, your bed's right there, my bed's here, we just can't masturbate. It was about 2 weeks before we finally masturbated. They gave us an apartment together.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, basically, we moved all the stuff in, and the second the door closed and the movers left, like, see you in 10.
But since that
and
point
we went
time,
to our, dude, seriously, like, he's masturbating in his room, I'm masturbating in my room, it needs to be done.
Because that was so painful for us, so since that point in time, anytime we share a hotel room on the road, we definitely masturbate to make up for it.
Oh, yeah, so I'm doing it now. Sure.
Today on Show 3000, it is you asking the question, 844-999-HOLA.
About
what? What's the question?
You know, I'm going to wait. I'm just going to let you think about it.
I mean, I'm not going to guess that. I wasn't there.
All right, the question we asked is, would you rather be dumped by a midget or be dumped for a midget?
All right.
That was the first question we had. And people, I remember, people had they had very specific opinions of why.
Yeah.
I said, all right, we're on something. So there you go.
Well, I'm on hold.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Oh, my God. I didn't think I'd actually get on air. So my question for you guys today is, what was the incident? Like, why can you not let...
You know what? It's one of those things where the incident is...
It's problematic to explain it. Because as a result of what we refer to as the incident, legally, we are not allowed to discuss said incident over the airwaves.
Correct.
So we can't specifically tell you what the incident
was. We can't tell you what happened, but because of it, there's a lot of things we just can't do anymore.
But it was a fantastic moment.
That's
all I'll say.
Yeah, it was. We didn't think it was that bad, but it was obviously pretty bad.
It's something that I will never personally regret. It's just not something that we
or can, forget.
No, or forget.
Trust me, if we could have live guests in studio, people who wanted to sit in on the show, that would be fantastic. BJ does it. We just can't legally do it
because of said incident,
right? And because of that, we would love to see your smiling faces in here every once.
Maybe
in a
not
while.
You, Nick, specifically.
Have you hang out and all that stuff? But unfortunately, based on the circumstances at hand, we
did.
And the good thing about it is now that anytime we have any hiccup on anything, you know what I mean? Like someone asks, like, "Oh, can you come down to?" No, the incident.
It's like having kids. No, can't make it.
Oh, sorry. Couldn't get a sitter.
Kids sick.
Oh yeah.
More of our Show 3000 Spectacular coming up as you ask a question today. 844-999-HOLA. More of the Big Show here in seconds.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.